are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Feeling good. We got love, light, laughter, and joy all in the studio with us today, taking up some seats. How you guys doing? Let's just vibe on this music for a minute. This is our brother's Real Boy over at Our House Records, giving out a shout out. Can't miss him. Suck My Swing. What's up, guys? I'm your host, Davey. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration, whether it's music, art, poetry, business, money, dying, living, everything. Goodness gracious. Wow, guys, the energy is sporadic, and this mind is fantastic. How is everybody doing today? Everybody's minds are fantastic and vibing. It is a beautiful, beautiful, blessed day on this Sunday. Can we just take a moment out and recognize everything in our lives that we have been blessed with, from our beds to our homes to our beautiful animals that cuddle with us at night? And if you don't have animals, then be thankful for the little bug beds that are crawling in your hair. That's just what you wanted to hear. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. What's going on, guys? This is LATalkRadio.com, the most listened to internet talk radio station in the world. You're here now, making history. Dave's Good Vibration Station. What's going on, guys? We got a great show lined up for you today. Guess what, baby? It's just you and me in the studio. We're going to be hanging out. We're going to be talking and hitting some real, serious, fundamental points about your human experience. So, like, great, Dave. That's something new and different. Well, today's show, what we're going to be talking about is how your train is bound for glory. In the words of Bob Marley, this train is bound for glory. This train, hear me talking about this train. Now, what I mean by that, ladies and gentlemen, is we are conducting the biggest and most interesting and exciting train in the universe. And that train, ladies and gentlemen, that we are conducting is the train of the human experience, the train of emotions, the train of doubt, of love, of laughter, of hate. It's all part of the human experience. It's all part of emotion. It's all part of this train being bound for glory. Now, what I mean by this train is bound for glory is that no matter what you do, you are bound for glory. I was listening to the song the other day. I've known the song for years. It's one of my favorite songs. But it was ironic because as I was listening to this song, a dear friend of mine was with me in the car. And when this song came on, we were in the middle of talking about what he is going to be doing with his life. He wasn't exactly sure what he wanted to do. He's 22 years old. The world is his playground. But we were talking, and this song comes on Pandora. And all of a sudden, it was really ominous. It's like, this train is bound. We're like, he's telling me, he's like, you know, man, I'm stressing. I don't know what to do. He wants to get his real estate license, but he also wants to do music. And he doesn't know. He's confused. He's conflicted. So this song comes on, and it was so synchronous and so perfect, and as the Vibration Station listeners know, we are fans of synchronicity. We believe that everything happens for a reason, and it's all in a perfect divine right action. We're all floating and flowing in this perfect universal motion. So what I said to him is, listen to the song, brother. This train is bound for glory. Now what I'm saying is, no matter what he does, he has something to look forward to. No matter what that is, whether it's obviously music or going into the business field or going into a veterinarian hospital or becoming literally anything in the world, it's understanding, right, that following your highest excitements is the ideal thing to do, and that's what we always talk about on the show, but it is, in some cases, easier said than done. Ladies and gentlemen, I understand that. I can speak from experience, right? I'm 20, almost 21 years old. I'm in the process of building a financial, a stable financial, foundation for myself. And it's extremely difficult. Now, my years growing up, I always told my parents, I was like, no, don't worry, guys. I don't need to work. I'll just be in radio. It's okay. I'll just be in radio. They're like, okay, well, that's great, and we want you to be in radio, but what are you going to do until you reach that goal? What are you going to do until you are, you know, you have a steady disc jockey job on a sponsored, SAG, AFTRA. Internet radio is awesome. That's the way to go. But, you know, my parents are trying to show me that I do have to do something else besides just throwing in the towel and saying, well, it's cool, I'm going to follow my highest excitements and everything is going to work out for me. Well, that's where we come in to say that in that time where you are still discovering how you can support yourself unconditionally by doing your highest excitements, you're still finding that path of how life is going to lead you into being unconditionally supported by your highest excitements, you still need to filter through doing the things and working the jobs that you don't want to do. But in this process, you need to understand that your train is bound for glory. It gives you this feeling. It gives you this this confidence within yourself. It empowers you because it allows you the understanding. It allows you the thought process, the neuronets in your brain to understand and perceive and create for yourself anything, any outcome, any possibility that you choose. All right? Guys, what this show is dedicated to is telling you that, yes, indeed, following your highest excitement is exactly what you should be doing. But along with that, you need to get off your ass and do something with your life. You're like, wow, Dave, that was pretty straightforward. Well, here's the thing. Listeners, I know that there's many of you out there that are listening to the show. You're like, well, what are you talking about, Dave? I get up every single day at 8 o'clock, go to work, and work for 8 hours. That's amazing, man. Brothers and sisters, that is amazing. And I feel you on that. I do the same thing. But for folks out there that are listening to this and that are saying, well, you know, I I don't necessarily need, right, to have that disconnect. I don't need to have that lag time, right? There's no necessity for a lag time between achieving and being fully who you want to be and being supported fully by what you love to do. But I'm telling you, folks, that it is all in good timing. It is all perfect. No matter where you are in your life, if you are stuck at home trying to get out of bed, trying to do something, you wake up every single morning, you have a passion, you have an idea of what you want to do, but still, it just remains a thought. It just remains a nice idea, right? Or for those people out there that are getting up and working so much that they don't have any time to do what they want to do, right? It's about finding a balance and following through with this balance and following through with your passions and following through with riding this train to glory. Meaning doing the jobs you don't want to do, like I said earlier. Meaning doing the little bullshit acts that, you know, will get you one step closer to your essential highest goal. But we need to experience them. We need to go through them. Not only that, but it's a wonderful lesson of patience. Ladies and gentlemen, if there is one thing that I've learned in my life, especially that my father has taught me, he says, Dave, never ask the universe for patience. Right? Never ask for patience. Because you have multiple examples of patience around you. For example, if you need, right, like most people, to work a job for 10, 5, 10, 15 years before you ever got accepted into the union or the company or corporation or goal, whatever, they're all goals, this teaches you patience. This allows you the understanding that Rome isn't built in a day. Can it be built in a day? I don't know. I don't know if Rome can be built in a day. One thing that I do know that it's going to be constructed a lot better, a much better structure, much better foundation, if it's taken time to build, right? If there's effort that is put into it, if there's detail, right? The little things that matter. So the metaphor that I'm trying to exude to you listeners is the idea that as frustrating as it may be having you not being supported by what you dream, by what you wish, that this is a wonderful test of patience. It is a wonderful test of will, of free will, of doubt, and belief in oneself. If one person can do it, everybody can do it. The only difference between one person and another is the difference in vibration, is the difference in thought, right? Obviously, appearance as well. But in the long run, really, what does that define? So what I'm saying is, if Kobe Bryant can be a famous basketball player, if Albert Einstein can be Albert Einstein. If Tiger Woods could be a famous golfer, now he's playing tennis, I guess. You know, if all these people, right? If Aaron Brockovich can be a famous lawyer, okay? These people had goals. These people set their minds to their excitements. If Brad Pitt can be an actor, do you understand what I'm saying? You can too. There's no difference between you and somebody that is recognized for doing something that they love to do. Do you know that Brad Pitt actually worked? Was it El Pollo Loco? It was a chicken restaurant. He dressed up as a chicken suit for a few years. He wore a chicken suit for minimum wage. Danced around on the corner in a chicken suit. Now he's Brad fucking Pitt. Are you kidding me? That's what I'm saying. If you can dance around on the corner with a chicken suit, you can be the next Brad Pitt. If you can stand in the corner and flip a sign, you could be the next Albert Einstein. It's true. If you can flip a burger, you could be the next Aaron Brockovich. It doesn't matter where you are now. People set, you set limitations on yourself because of the things that you don't already see in your reality. Well, what I'm saying is, let's make this train bound for glory by taking charge, by taking full responsibility for every single thing, every single action, and every single experience in our surroundings. We need to understand that this is just an aspect of us. This is a part of us that is reflecting, right? Everything is a reflection. Now, it's a matter of how deep we want to get with it. It's a matter of what we want to see it as, what we want to recognize it and define it as. Because we can look at anything and make it anything, right? We can. Literally, we can look at anything and perceive it and take it any way we want to. There's no set in stone, that's bad, that's good, this is right, this is wrong. No. Anybody, any way you want to think about it, you can. Do you know what I'm saying? The only person that makes it right is you, or wrong is you. Now, of course, moral standards come in, where there is a collective agreement upon which is acceptable and unacceptable. For example, to the psychopath, it would be acceptable to, you know, take people's lives, but to society's rules and a common moral collective standard in society, it is not appropriate to take somebody's life, and that is wrong, right? So obviously there are certain parameters in a society of what is right, wrong, good, bad, but when it comes down to consciousness, when it comes down to one's understanding of their reality, there is nothing set in stone but what our surroundings set for us. And it's a matter of harnessing that, understanding that, and using it to our ability to affect the collective in a positive way. It's using that to our understanding to affect ourselves and our world for the better, to change our world into the light, to shift into the light. It's never too late or never too early to make a shift or to make a change. I'm so sick and tired of hearing people. I have my family friends. Oh, I'm getting old. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, I can't do that. I'm getting old. My age. You know what? If that's what you want, then go for it. Because you're doing a good job at keeping up at it. You know what? You can make a change. It doesn't matter if you're 6 years old or 60 years old, 70, 80 years old, 90. It doesn't matter. You do what you want. You better yourself. You make a change. Now, this isn't just like some bullshit show where I'm just sitting here and being like, oh, change yourself for the better. Make a change. Do what you want to do. It's not what I'm saying. What I'm trying to tell you is that your actions and the way that you see yourself and the way that you act and the things that you want to do affects the world. Whether you want to think it does or doesn't, it absolutely does. You ever heard of the chain reaction? The butterfly effect? Well, the idea is that, you know, every single human being's actions constantly are affecting everything around them. And it's true, because it's all electromagnetic. Anything that we do, I move my arm, bam, there's energy, electromagnetic wave that is being moved, that is being transmitted. Everything around me is being filtered through electromagnetic waves. And we as people, our heart beats electromagnetically. We have an electromagnetic pulse, 360-degree pulse, wave of energy every single time our heart's beating. We are constantly in collective communication. It's just a matter of tapping into it and understanding it as the way that it is. So what I'm saying by that is, for somebody that does not get up and follow their excitement, for somebody that has a difficult time waking up in the morning and following through with something they want to do, not only are you letting yourself down, but you really are letting the collective down. Now don't start feeling like bad or sorry for yourself, or sorry, you're like, oh, well, I just can't do it. No, no, no. See, it's about not being the victim, and it's about being empowered. It's about being the person that you've always wanted to be, and empowering that, following through with your dreams, following through with the bullshit that you have to do to get to your dreams, and staying strong, staying empowered. This train is bound for glory. This train. Hear me talking about this train. Wow. This train. Okay. But seriously, it's intense. Ha! Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Cash, This Train is Bound for Glory. We're going to listen to Johnny Cash's version. It is, I believe it was originally done. I think Bob was the original. Maybe Bob did a rendition of it. Bob or Johnny Cash. One of the originals. This is going to be Johnny Cash. This train is bound for glory. We're just going to listen to this just for a quick minute to feel the vibration. Johnny Cash. Right? Just wait for it, guys.
We're going to ride the Bible train. Now. No, some won't ride, but we're going to get on the Bible train.
We're going to get on
ride,
the Bible.
Not all the way. The Bible train is in the yard now, and it's waiting, and oh, it looks so good. But you might get bored and impatient waiting like those two good brothers over there.
Right?
They passed around the bottle in the car before they got on the train.
Now, did they do that, John?
Just want to take one more for the road.
Okay.
And that leads to something else. Well, they ain't on the train no more.
They're not?
And maybe 9 or 10 got off with them.
There's a sister in the church, and she says to a friend, "Your husband works at night, and so does mine. Why don't we just get together sometime when they're gone, go downtown, find us some action?"
Well, then they gotta get off the Bible train.
They gotta get off the Bible train.
Then another man, he's sitting over there looking at a woman in the corner, and he gives her that eye, you know. And they meet later secretly. So they gotta get off. This train's got a rule against adultery. And while all this is happening, the train is getting ready to go. But there's a lot more to get off.
Now, ladies and gentlemen,
different reasons.
What we're talking about here. Is the train... Johnny Cash is great. I love Johnny Cash, for the record. He is amazing. This train that is bound for glory that can carry no one holy. It's about staying true to oneself. That's funny. How he talked about adultery, right? My take is that Johnny... What Johnny is saying is... there's a standard for riding this train of glory. And when we all ride this train of glory. But to ride this train of glory, like I said, we have to stay true to ourselves. We have to know that we are riding this train of glory. And we have to embrace every single aspect of this ride. We need to know that every single thing that we do along this train ride is leading us to essentially enlightenment, complete happiness, complete joy. Because you're staying true, because you're staying real, right? A little bit more Johnny Cash for you. Let's take
just it. Before the train pulls out. But listen, it's starting to move now. Listen to it. Here we go.
Hear my plane
coming
down. As it
leaves, a man on a caboose with a long white beard says,
"Here he goes.
This train is bound for glory. This train.
Here we go, guys.
This train is bound for glory. This train. This train is bound for glory. Nobody ride it but the righteous and the holy. This train is bound for glory. This train. This train is a free train. This train."
So listen up, guys, as we jive into this, the whole idea is to be riding this train that is bound for glory. And we soak it up. Because this is a clean train. This is a clean train. Do you want to ride in it, children, this holy train? Now I'm just getting into this. Now I'm just starting to feel Johnny Cash running through my bones. I'm starting to channel Johnny. I'm just messing with you guys. But seriously, what I'm telling you is music can be extremely inspiring. No. When we follow this train to glory, what this is a metaphor, guys. I mean, you already know what the metaphor is. We've been talking about it for 25 minutes. I'm just trying to stress the the importance of seeing and envisioning yourself and being everything that you wanted to be and writing this glorious experience, because there's so many examples I constantly see around me in my surroundings of people just not being their happy, true, full selves. If I were to go up to these people and say, are you on a train that is bound for glory? Number one, they'd be like, I don't know how to answer that question. And number two, they'd probably be like, well, no, because the closest train station is off DeSoto and Victory. Well, then I'd say, listen, that's the wrong idea. What I mean by this is, are you riding a path? Are you riding this train that you know unconditionally, without a shadow of a doubt in your mind, that at the end of the day, you're going to be happy with the decisions that you made? You got up and did something that you wanted to do, did something to better your life, you didn't wait around, or if you're constantly doing stuff, you took a second out of your day for yourself. At the gas station the other day, I'm pulling into a spot, a very, very busy gas station, and I was waiting for about 3 minutes, and you know, it's not a long time at all, but when you're waiting for a spot for 3 minutes, you know, you have your eye on that spot at the gas station, and you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you're waiting. And then somebody goes, that's your spot. You're okay, I've been waiting for that spot. I'm ready to pull in and get my gas. Well, this guy just swoops in from around the corner. Literally, a second. He pulls off the street and just swoops in because he was in a closer driveway. And he just swoops in. And I was like in the middle of backing in. Like the person pulled out. I'm in the middle of backing in. This guy swoops in. Now, I'm thinking to myself, just like the vibration, the consciousness, right? Now, that's not a big deal. I'm sure that he was in a rush and blah, blah, blah. Okay, I let it go. No problem. I waited for the next spot. Maybe like a minute later. Pulled in. And this guy was giving me this, like, this mean, just this dirty look. And I did nothing. I didn't give him a dirty look after he swooped in the spot, or I didn't say anything mean to him, or right? He was just giving me a dirty look because he obviously felt awkward, and that was his defense mechanism, was to, you know, give me a dirty look before I give him a dirty look, because he thought that I was going to give him a dirty look, because that's what society thinks is going to happen when you cut somebody off, and that's usually what does happen when you cut somebody off. I let it go. So I felt him looking at me. I kind of turned, looked for a moment, and noticed this death stare. So I looked at him and I smiled, and I asked him if everything was okay. I said, is everything okay? And he was shocked. I forget exactly what he said, but he was thrown off. He thought I was gonna say, hey man, what? Like, what'd you do? Right? So after he's like, oh no, everything's fine. I decided to say, you know, man, with all due respect, just in the future, you might want to be considerate of other people in your surroundings. I said, it's no issue. It's no big deal. I was just waiting for that spot, and you kind of just swooped in. And then that's when the defense came up. He goes, well, what the fuck, man? Like, I pulled in, and I was right there. Like, I was closer. Like, it was my driveway, and the spot was there. I said, well, did you see me backing in? He goes, oh, no, but, whatever. That's not the point. So after all this, he's getting defensive. Instead of just being like, you know, I'm really sorry, man, I didn't see you backing in. Or like, oh, yeah, I saw you, but I'm, like, really rushing. I understand that. I'd be like, that's okay. And I don't expect this guy to think that I'm going to understand that. But I'm talking about experiences in society and the way that people react and about the state of mind that you're constantly in and how, like I said earlier, your actions totally do affect everybody around you and everything. So this guy starts getting all defensive because I asked him to be more aware of his surroundings. He starts saying, well, I'm closer and, you know, maybe you need to find a pump that's closer to you. Like, why would you come around the side and blah, blah. So all I said to him, and it was very calm. I said, listen, man, I'm an extremely peaceful individual. I said, there's no reason to get angry or defensive. All you need to do is say, okay, like, I was rushing. And I told him what I just said. I said, all you needed to say, I said, I'm sorry, man. Like, you need to, you need to look, right? You need to, all you need to do is explain your situation. Just be like, I'm sorry, man, I was rushing. Or, I'm sorry, man, I didn't see you, right? I told him, I'm a peaceful person. I'm not going to jump. He still didn't get it. He's still going off. He's still like, oh, blah, blah, all angry, all mad. Now, after this experience, I'm asking myself, I'm like, what? Like, what does a person have to say to another person to get them to react in a kind manner, to get them to be in their highest excitement constantly, and to get them to understand that there's no need for defensive and angry behavior to somebody that you have no idea who they are, what they do, nothing. You have no information, and you just decide to, bam, be mean to a human being after you cut them off. I don't get it. So listeners, the point that I'm trying to get to you is, if that man was in his excitement, if that man is feeling his happiness, right? And I understand that we can't always 24/7 or 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, be in this ecstatic mode of happiness and, yes, I'm so, yes, this is great, life is awesome, blah, blah, blah. I understand we got bills to pay, we have things to do, we're not always going to be stoked at work, we're not always going to be happy to do everything, blah, blah, blah. There's going to be people that cut us off, we're going to get mad, we're going to get angry. But what I am telling you is you have the ultimate control and you have the ultimate choice of the way that you feel, of the way that you react. And not only do you have the choice, but like we've said many a time, it is your full responsibility, the way that you act to another person and the way that you treat yourself. If you want to be mean, you're only doing yourself a disservice. If you don't want to get up and follow your excitements, if you want to lay in bed and become the victim, lay around the house, drink all day, and oh, life sucks, blah, blah. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. I know, like, friends' dads and you know, friends that do that. It's easy to get caught. It's easy to look back at your life and be like, well, I fucked up here. What if I did that? What if I didn't do that? Life would be better. You are not the victim anymore, man. Because the only thing seeing yourself as the victim is going to do is dig yourself deeper and deeper down that rabbit hole of doubt, self-loathing, unsuccessfulness, not having the ability to take responsibility for your thoughts, your actions, and your feelings. And then, who are you then? Once you have disempowered yourself, once you have taken all this power that was once in you, all of this empowerment and belief in yourself and the ability to get up and do something, we're all born with it. We all are born with the ability to do whatever we want to do. Yes, there are people in this planet that are born with certain limitations. Bless them, love them. But still in their head, right? I'm sure that they have the ability to pursue and to think and to do what they want to do, right? But I'm talking about for the collective. I'm talking about for the majority of society. We all have, you know, the ability. We all have 2 arms, 2 legs, 10 fingers, 10 toes. Most of us. And if we don't, then we'll work with it. If we don't, we work around it. And we find out how to use that to empower us. How a lack of something is actually a gain internally. Think about that. A lack of something on the outside is actually a gain internally. Because anything that we put on the outside is a reflection of the inside. And anything, right? For example, an ego food. Why does somebody drive a nice car, right? I mean, of course it's nice to drive a nice car. But why? For the ego. Okay, cool. So check this out. Let's take a man that drives a Bentley or a Rolls Royce. Now that's great. Good for them. That's awesome. We are not putting down that experience. That is a valid experience. And Bentleys and Rolls Royces are extremely beautiful cars. And if you have the means to do that for yourself, more power to you. That's amazing. Good for you. But what we're saying is, take the man that drives the Bentley or the Rolls Royce, okay? And then take the man that drives, let's just say, the Honda Civic. Now, what's one thing that besides probably a little bit more money, what's the one thing in the, well, this isn't money, internally, in the ego, what's the one thing that the Bentley man doesn't have that the Honda man does have? I'll tell you. That Bentley man does not have that feeling of, or I'm sorry, no, I, excuse me, other way around, what does the Bentley man have that the Honda man doesn't have? And we'll explain. The Bentley man has that feeling, has that rush, has that need to wake up every morning and drive that car. If you were to give that man that owns a Bentley a Honda Civic and ask him to drive it to work, he'd be ashamed. I guarantee you. He wouldn't want to do it because he's embarrassed. He's used to driving his Bentley. He's used to driving his Rolls Royce. So what is that? What is that that he has? Now, I don't know if having this is such a good thing, right? We want to hold things and let some things go. So if this man that owns a Bentley has this ego attachment to driving this Bentley or this Rolls Royce, and he actually in himself feels weird, feels awkward, feels lower. Whoa. I feel lower because I'm driving a different kind of car. I feel less empowered because I'm driving a different kind of car. Try to give a billionaire a Honda Civic and ask him to drive it around. You know, what are they going to say? They're going to be like, well, okay, I'll drive I'll drive it to the lot and purchase a Bentley. No. And I'm sure they're not all like that. I'm stereotyping, and excuse me for stereotyping. But, you know, I would say the majority of individuals in the world that are used to driving and living in complete luxury, right? When they're introduced, if they were to be introduced to that of not luxury, they would not know how to control that ego imbalance. Now, let's get back to what I was saying about how less on the outside could translate into more on the inside. Now, because this man who drives the Honda Civic wakes up every morning and goes out to his Honda Civic, he empowers that aspect of himself, which understands he does not need to drive this car to feel a certain way. Now, who's more powerful? Now, who is more stable? Now, who is more emotionally, I guess, grounded, if you will? Now, once again, we're not saying that it's bad. It's good to want to drive a nice car. It's good to have an ego. We're not saying ego's bad. The reason why you're a human being is to have an ego, to experience the ego. That is a human, is an ego construct. A human being is just, it's a soul with a body and an ego construct, right? That's what we think. I could be wrong. That's what I think. I mean, the basics of it, along with, like, you know, bones and everything else, but a body, you know what I'm saying? An ego construct. It is so good to have a healthy ego. It is good. Imagine ego as a garden, right? And you tame to this garden. You love this garden. You water the plants. You give them sunlight. You give them love. You do whatever you would do to the most beautiful garden in the world to sustain that garden. You treat your ego healthy. Give it love. You tell it it's okay to want these cars, and it's okay to feel this drive, to want to have a big house, and to want to make a lot of money. That's okay. But I don't need it for my ego comfort. I don't need it for my ego stability. If you guys want to call in, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that is 323-203-0815. You can also email me live on the air, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Listeners, I do want to thank you so much for your emails. I really appreciate them. Seems like we've been getting a higher volume of emails lately, which is great, awesome. We love them, and we thank you for them more than anything. It's you guys which keeps the show rolling and which keeps my mouth running. You're like, great. In that case, we're going to tune out because we don't want to hear a word that this kid has to say. And then I'm like, well, screw you. I'm just kidding, guys. I'm totally messing with you. You know that all we generate in the studio is unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter. And the only reason why we're out here, guys, is because we're trying to give you a different way of looking at yourself and your reality. We're in a new age. We're in a new world. We need to think different. We need to talk different. We need to feel different. It's all about feeling better, doing what we want to do, and being successful at it. No more doubt. No more negativity. No more waiting in vain, right? I don't want to wait in vain for your love. Okay, that's Bob Marley. That's definitely Bob Marley. I don't want to wait in vain for your love. Because guys, like I said, this is the place where you can be yourself. This is the place where you can be completely free. Because we accept you unconditionally, no matter what you want to do, who you are. And not only do we accept you, but we are going to aid and assist you in following your excitements. We are going to aid and assist you in any way that we can by telling you and showing you how you can do this, what you can do to do this, and how really what it comes down to is the way that you view yourself in it. So get up and do something. Whether it's finding a new job, doing better at your job, maybe it's that time to make a transition from doing the jobs that you've always never wanted to do. Maybe it's time to finally make that transition. Say to yourself, you know what? I have enough money saved. Now I can make a drastic change and start putting, well, now don't quit your job and start, you know, just go off and become a musician or do whatever, you know, I'm going to become an artist and quit my job. No, no, no. But maybe it's time to start veering a little towards doing more of what you've always wanted to do. It's never too late. And it's never too early. Kids, listen to this. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. It's not too early, man. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm 20, almost 21 now. I just now did something for my life. I got a new form of financial gain, a new form of employment, and I love it. I love what I'm doing. It's awesome. It's taken me years. Now, this isn't my highest excitement. Understand, listeners. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is because, you know, this is my personal experience, and I'm resonating with you guys. So what I'm saying is, I just found something that I enjoy doing. Is it my highest excitement? No. But do I enjoy it? Yes, I do. Do I make money at it? Yes. Can I see that I'm on my train that is bound for glory? Yes. Because I know that if I just keep this up, I find something that I like doing, I'm maintaining doing it, right? And it's empowering to build a foundation for yourself. It's good. So listen, I'm doing this. It's not my highest excitement, but I really enjoy doing it. But after that, right, for the first time in my life, not after that, for the first time in my life, I feel really good and I feel really empowered about where things are going because it's set in, because this is set in. I'm no longer, you know, waiting for, you know, something. I was sitting on my ass is what I was doing, sitting on my ass. Looking for excuses to just, you know, just do the things I want to do. And that's great and that's amazing. But there's different levels, there's different phases, different sectors of doing what you want to do and your excitements. Yes, of course, you're always going to love to be an artist. And of course, you can make money doing that and support yourself doing that, right? But if you cannot believe in yourself at this specific moment in time, then that's okay. Do something else that you enjoy. Get on another level of that excitement. Do something else that you enjoy with the understanding that it's going to take a little time for you to build a foundation until you can fully believe in yourself to be completely supported by your art or by whatever it is, whatever your highest excitement is. Guys, that's just what we're trying to tell you. Man, that's just what we're trying to tell you. This is what it's getting down to. So, the idea is, I wish that I started doing what I did now when I was 16 years old. I wish I did. Because now I'm 20, almost 21. That would have given me 4.5, 5 years head start. But that's okay. That doesn't matter because I didn't know that that's what I wanted to do. And I had to go through these times. And I had to feel these phases. I had to feel these, you know, this lack in myself. I had to understand what doubting myself is before I could fully understand what completely believing in myself is. And that's what I'm trying to say to you. If you're doubting yourself right now, that's okay. Understand that that is part of the healing process. Just don't self-loathe in it. Just don't agree to make that be your only state of being. Don't wake up and feel it. Yeah, you work through it. It's like a wave. It's like an ocean. That's it, guys. There's one thing that I can tell you. It's that I really, truly appreciate each and every single one of you. You know that the Vibration Station is constantly giving you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter. And folks, we ain't never going to tell you that you're doing something wrong. What we're going to tell you is that you always have the room to be doing something better. You always have the opportunity to empower yourself more. This show is about getting off your ass and doing something better for yourself. It's never too late or it's never too early. Your train is bound for glory. That is so cheesy, but it is so effing true. Listen up, guys. We love you. I'm your host, Davy Crockett. Make sure to check us out on YouTube. Also, what we're going to be doing with the Vibration Station, we're going to get a little YouTube channel going on. You're definitely going to want to check that out. We'll keep you updated with that. I'm your host, Davy Crockett, sending you unconditional love, light, joy, happiness, and laughter. This is the place where you could be yourself. We love you guys. Loving the emails. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. You guys have a blessed Sunday. See you next week.
Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all. In all the silly games like when we used to play and see how fast we could smoke out of roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine.